Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, this is Paragon Radio. I'm your host, Pogo Man.
It's past 8 p.m. on the East Coast of the United States of America on planet Earth, but we're broadcasting live from the Barragard Radio News Satellite at a high orbit of 0.0167 feet above sea level. You figure out the math on that one. How's everybody doing? And greetings to everyone from Twin Cities of Millennium and Paragon Cities. Let's get right to it. Bringing on my co-host. Some people call him Ed. Some people say he's Viking, or a Viking, sorry. And some people, I can't even use that language on this show, folks. But we're just going to call him Mad Viking.
Please excuse Pokemon for doing a rush job trying to get here. Somebody pulled the fire alarm and they had to evacuate.
And when we're trying to evacuate this satellite, it's like, where the hell are we going to go? Doesn't help the intern bots are running around in circles flailing their arms. You know, you guys don't have to breathe. You could stay on and wait, make sure the breathing people get off first.
I had to throw that one in.
It was worse than the scene in Spaceballs when they were evacuating Spaceball 1. You guys, if this had been a real emergency, you all would have... I can't say what would have happened.
That's going to make the joke. We're not going to go into it. Everyone's already making jokes about it anyway, so... There it is. There's my joke.
But anyway, here we are. How are you?
All right.
Now the show started. We could sit back, relax, and do our thing for the next 90 minutes. This is our...
Yep. I am less than a week away from turning the double nickel.
Wow. You're going to be 55.
Yep.
Wowee.
Unfortunately, normally I'm going like, what's Rain going to do? Is he A, remember, B, be a day later early, C, no show, or D, no show and blame me? I, for the first time, I'm in the... She's not going to show. And if she actually does show, I've already said this several times on the air, I will do a Jimmy Buffett marathon. That's how confident I am that she's going to show.
She's going to do a no-show.
Yeah. People's already said, and now you've let loose the hounds of hell trying to find her just so they can have a Jimmy Buffett marathon, and I'm the one that has to do it. But I am confident she's going to no-show October 8th.
And that would be
Sunday.
That's right. We're in October, folks. That means we're just weeks away to Halloween.
Also found out October 7th is World Zombie Day. Jester is going to be a very happy camper.
So here's the deal. For Jester's show, we should all show up in zombie costumes. I would say we'd freak him out, but I think he'd enjoy it. We should show up as zombie versions of ourselves in our normal costumes.
Well, I know the person as Henshi already has a character specifically named Zombie Jamboree, so he's all set.
Oh, there you go. Well, you know what's funny? The one year in City of Heroes, we did a party, Virtue Honor Guard. We did a party the week after Halloween specifically. I think it was a day or two after Halloween. We did it on a Saturday night. And we did the night of the the Zombie Dead or the Night of the Zombies, something like that. It was called
Night of the Living Dead.
Right, I know that, but we changed the name. We changed the name. We changed the, I can't talk right now. We changed the name of it.
Okay.
And
talking like rain doesn't count. I heard that one. You're going, is changing the night? No, that don't count.
No. My mouth is not working properly tonight. I apologize. I have no fucking clue why. Holy shit. Anyway, I don't remember the name of the party. But the theme was you had to show up as a zombie, or you had to see me. I was patient zero. So everybody goes, basically everybody got the gist of it. You had to come see me, and I would go chomp, 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 and then everybody quickly changed into a zombie. And then towards the end of the party, everybody's like, when do we change back? And the DJ who was hosting goes, guys, we have a problem. We seem to have lost the de-zombification serum. What?
Oh, I just saw this on City of Heroes. Tomorrow starts the trick-or-treating on City of Heroes.
Mm.
So there will be, there it is. Okay, I knew.
Yeah.
Because we were talking, going like, okay, there's nothing for City of Heroes. Didn't see anything for Champions. I was figuring that's going to be Thursday. We just got the notice now for City of Heroes. So all that's left is City of Titans.
Right. And did I have anything? Because I looked under City of Titans has nothing. City of Titans.
And we can eliminate the other two. They're not even...
Hey, static. Nothing for City of Titans. Nothing. So. And nothing from the other games. You know, remember last year, they said they were going to go back and reboot and come back with some news?
Yep.
Nothing. Hold on a minute.
You're actually going to look. All right, I'll look at Valiant.
No. I want to see when they did all this. Because remember they said they were just going to take a step back and they were going to do all this. Wow, heroesandvillains.com?
Yep.
Ready for this one? This
what?
Domain may be for sale.
It's dead. It's officially
holy
dead.
Shit.
It has...
Wow. I'm not kidding you. The page is white, and there's a form to fill out. This domain may be for sale. Contact us for more information. So if you see a golden girl on COH or CO, you say, you lying bitch. We invested. We did all kinds of shit. We waited and waited, and you took our money, and you did shit with it. Wait, did they do a fundraiser? If they did, she owes people. No. She owes people because you didn't do anything with the money. And if they did, they took money. If they did, they took money, and that's bullshit.
Heroes and Villains is no more. It has ceased to be. It's expired and gone to meet its maker. It's a stiff bereft of life. It rests in peace. If they didn't sell the website here, they'd be pushing up the daisies. Its metabolic processes are now history. It's off the twig, kicked the bucket, shuffled off its portal coil, run down the curtain, and joined the bleeding choir invisible. City of Heroes. Successor.
No. It's just no. It's just napping.
Oh, it's just pining.
No, that's true.
What? What do you have? You got a slug.
Good Lord. And Comic-Con. New York Comic Con is this weekend, folks.
Oh, wait a minute. I know. I sent it to you. We got to play in the memories of all the drinking games. We need to play Star Trek's Amazing Grace.
Uh-oh, must we? Yeah. Well, wait a minute.
Yes.
Yeah, we got to play it for this one. So, as Rain predicted...
In memory of the Golden Girl drinking game, the one that started it all, which
the
has
original
been carried
drinking
on
game.
By Ship of Heroes, yes.
Here we go. Raise your shot glasses or glass of beer. Whatever you drank when we did the Heroes and Villains drinking game, and trust me, there were many, many, many weeks we did this one. Here we go.
Rest in peace, Heroes versus Villains. You will always live on with this show.
Heroes and Villains.
Heroes and Villains. You will always live on with Stretching Tentacles and those two
masks. No, that was Valiant. No.
Oh, that was Valiant?
Heroes and Villains was Valiant. Yes. That's the
okay. Oh, then it was the maps.
No, that was Valiant also.
No, there was on the maps. They were doing the war walls, remember?
Oh, they were doing the war walls, yeah, but still. It was just, now, I Valiant just didn't update every week and didn't have, like, a...
Yeah, well, they haven't updated since 2018.
It's been that long?
If they're doing an update, I haven't seen anything.
Valiant? No, Valiant would post something once in a while. Remember, they would.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the alpha stage. I don't know what that means, but
okay, you cannot be in the alpha stage for 5 years.
Well, okay. If I seem a little distracted at times, my New York Football Giants are playing Monday Night Football at home against the Seattle Seahawks. So. And, of course, I decided to put the game on in the background, off to the side, with the volume off.
Yeah, but so many drinking games with Golden Girls.
Her. It was her grammar. And then now it's Ship of Titans, colons, hyphens.
Colons and hyphens. And commas.
Colons and hyphens. And it's unnecessary
hyphens.
Hyphens
and commas, oh my. Colons and hyphens and commas, oh my.
Commas, oh my. It's just the unnecessary hyphen use of hyphens. Hyphens everywhere. Why? Why? Why, I ask. Go to grammar school.
All right, so we have called it. Let's see, it was 5 minutes ago. At 8:14 p.m. October 2nd,
right.
We have called it Heroes and Villains is dead.
Dead to us all. I think it was actually dead that New Year's Day, and you know, when they archived everything. And they said, like when Piffle said, they're so retro that they retro themselves. I don't know, that was hilarious that day. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, shit, I thought we were going to have to do, like, when I had COVID. I was like, shit, I thought we were going to have to do 2 months of updates. I'm like, mad? Before we went on air? They've archived all their stuff, and they haven't done an update since New Year's Day. You're like, what? I was like, here, I'll read it to you before we go on air. You tell me what to make of this. I was like, shit. It's like, what the fuck?
So. Well, I know freaking Warriors listening because he commented I was turning 55, and they said take the money and run. We were talking about that. Did they do a any kind of fundraiser? I think the only one that really did a fundraiser has been City of Titans.
Yeah, that's the one. They're still going. So,
oh, thank you.
Well, at least they're still hanging in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So Valiant, I don't know what the hell they're doing.
And thank you, Freakin' Warrior, for listening in. I don't know if anyone else is on City of Heroes. Possibly Girl Goyle. Possibly Monty Hall.
I know nobody's hanging out with us.
But they're listening. They're listening.
They're listening. That's the important thing.
Yes.
You know, like I said, you don't have to hang out with us. If you're playing and you're listening, cool. Wait, what just happened? What just happened here?
What?
Hold on, hold on. I just took off down the steps. What the hell? Okay, hold
on.
Come back!
Back.
I am. I hate when it does that. I hate when the auto run starts in. Like, I didn't want the auto run. I was trying to type.
You gotta go to the options and take out that from the letter R. That's what it is.
All right, hold on, I'm here, hold on, there you go. Okay, I just looked at the screen. I love when a defender tackles an offensive player, and the defender is the one who got hurt. Like, how? How did you get hurt? You were on top of the offensive player.
Oh, that's easy. They're trying to capture the WWE thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
Run into the big guy, poof, on the ground.
Oh, it was even worse. His head collided with Daniel Jones's knee, the quarterback. Like, how'd you get hurt hitting the quarterback's knee and he's okay?
Oh, well, I can somewhat relate here. When I was young, me and my two brothers always wrestled in the living room. Now, the living room happened to be the, like, my mother liked artsy stuff, especially glass statues, porcelain statues, vases. And here we are wrestling in the middle. Yes, we were the three bowls in the china closet. Now,
china closet. Okay, yeah. You got it.
And the best one was, I'm ready to go and tackle. Each one of us has our own thing. The oldest brother was speed. He could hit you five different ways. You don't know where they came from, but you know where they've been. The middle one is strength. As long as he doesn't grab you, you're good. Or hit you.
Right.
Me, obviously, I learned escape. Well, this day I got cocky and went for the strength one, and I went charging in, head down, not looking where I'm going because I'm ready to do a spear before WWE made it cool. My brother sticks out his fists. I ran my forehead right into his fist. Now he had a ring with his first name initial on it. I get knocked down, and there is his ring dentation on my forehead. He's looking at his fist going, you know, you just ruined my whole argument. I get in a fight in school. I say he ran into my fist. Now what do I say? I hit him? So lesson learned. Don't do what WWE does, even before WWE does it. could get hurt in the process.
I have two stories really quick about WWE. Well, no, WWE and then roughhousing in the house. Last night, AEW had a pay-per-view. I haven't finished watching the whole thing yet. But somebody ruined the big surprise at the end or during the card. You know, Edge's contract with WWE ran out. So speculation was he was going to go to AEW. Christian had a match. I don't know if it was during or after the match. Edge's music played. He comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Place goes nuts. And I guess on the screen it goes, Edge is all elite, meaning he's definitely
Well,
signed.
Adam Copeland.
Well, Adam Copeland. Right. Adam Copeland. I haven't seen it yet. I'll watch it tonight. Hopefully I can watch it after the Giants game, after they win. I hope if they win. This girl, I guess she's in her 20s now. I hope she is. But she's crying. I can't believe he signed with AEW. This ruined my childhood. And it's like, bitch, this is real life. And I put, Vince and the new regime didn't want him. His contract ran out. He didn't like the new contract. Wrestlers do this all the time. This goes on for years.
And then
look
they
at
come
all the
back.
People he fired last.
And then they come back.
Right.
And then they
leave.
Yeah,
but I'm pretty sure he's gone for good. Because remember, when he was injured, you know, he took like how many years off? 10 years off?
Mm-hmm.
And he came back. And so, you know, it's just like, look, how many people has he fired? Has Vince fired? And look at the people he fired. Remember 2 years ago? He fired like 121 people in a year. Why? Because he needed the money to shut those women up he had sex with.
I still say with that mustache, he looks like Cesar Romero.
I hate that mustache.
I'm going
and he
like...
dyed his hair. And he dyed his hair. It's like, dude, you're almost 80. Who are you fooling?
And not just regular Cesar Romero. No. All he has to do is paint his face white. We have the 66 Joker.
Yep. Okay. So now, my roughhouse story. Back in the day, my mom had these two end tables with octagon tops, marble, 1 inch thick, pointed edge tops. My stepbrother and one of my brothers, anyway, they were fighting. I was the one who would break up the fights. I went running. Unfortunately, I didn't realize the table was moved forward 3 inches and the top was moved another 2 inches forward. Clipped my knee. All of a sudden, you see me running, charging, breaking up a fight. I went down, grabbing my knee. And all of a sudden, everybody just went, how did he go down so fast? What happened? Holding my knee. Half an hour late, like, finally, they all stopped, came over. My knee was swollen to three times its size, black and blue, purple, all kinds of stuff. And everyone who was involved in the fight started screaming, get an ice bag. Oh, my God, his knee's going to explode. You know, it stopped the fighting, and everybody just, like, held me to the couch, put me on the couch, an ottoman, an ice pack, wrapped it up, like, you know, it was one of those things. I opened my mouth, and, like, no sound came out. It was one of those things. My sister gave me a pillow for when the sound actually came out so the scream wouldn't shatter the windows. And it was a deep swearing fest because my parents went out to dinner. You know, and it was like, you know, fortunately she was smart enough just to cover my mouth and leave the nose holes open so I could breathe. You know, and it was like my face went bright red to purple, back to red. I was like, ooh. Finally, she, you know, And then she was, you know, they were smart enough to say, yeah, it hurts. Don't know. Like, nobody be stupid and ask him if it hurts.
And then, yeah, because then you, just like me, but who did Spear pre-WWE, you'd be going, here's your sign before Bill Langville. Nope.
Yeah. You know, it'd be one of these things like, does it hurt? Like, whoever asked everybody to look at him and start slapping him in the head. No, his knee's just three times its size, purple, black, and blue. What do you think? Fortunately,
here's
it just
sign.
Swelled up. Yeah, sir, yeah, it just swelled up, and it was just like ice on it all night type thing, and it relatively, the swelling went down by the next morning. I was surprised. Avery was surprised, like, how the hell did that happen?
Like, does your knee hurt? Nope, I always wanted to look like Popeye's knees back in the 1930s.
Yeah, yeah, it was... And surprisingly, nothing was broken. It wasn't broken. And I was like, holy crap.
All right, so we got to put a memorial of heroes and villains on the Paragon Radio Facebook. We got to think of some kind of memorial.
Yeah, we got to think of something. The first successor to fall, officially. So what do we got left now?
Officially, yes. That is definitely official. The website shows. Valiant is still there.
Yeah, Valiant is still there.
The Dark
City
Horse, Ship of Heroes,
there.
Which you said, we go like, this is not going to work, this is not going to work. It's still...
I can't believe that one. I can't believe that one's still there.
8 years ago.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
That was the first prediction, 2015, I remember. And I guess he had to take care of something. Okay.
I'm back.
Oh, there you
are. I'm back.
Okay.
Yep. I'm back.
Yeah, 2015, 8 years ago, they said this would be the date when it would be released.
Today?
Now, didn't? Well.
Now, what was the date it was released?
Well, I forget the exact date, but they said 2015. And we're at 2022.
I'm glad.
Knocking on
2024. Right, because it was only a few years ago that they shut it down. And they said no. So
I'm trying to remember, and at that time it was Paragon Chat, or as we call it, City of Chat.
Right, Paragon Chat we were in. Right, we were still in Paragon Chat because City of Heroes wasn't even open yet at that point.
Well, in a way it was, as we found out later.
Right. And some people knew kept quiet.
Until
somebody had a big mouth and, you know, broke the Fight Club rule. Well, the rule of Fight Club is you don't say anything about Fight Club.
It was like, I mean, I can understand, you know, okay, doing something naughty, you don't want to get it out. All right, I mean, as now we look back, it's like, yeah, okay, yeah, I can see it. It's just that it was some of the people who were taking the high road. Oh, just forget about it. No, they were on that server. And you know who I'm talking about,
right.
Pogo Man. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And my problem
that got me to this day. I was like, are you really? You're going to try to take the high road? No. You just imitated Congress, okay?
Right. I mean, it should have been all or nobody. I heard rumors about this secret server, but it should have been all or nobody. You know what I mean? At that point, it should have been.
And the thing is, me and you, we were trying to help them on the anniversaries. No, we don't want to do the anniversary. Are you kidding
of
me?
Of course not, because they were still playing.
Meanwhile, then Dawn Radio comes in. All right, we'll do it. No problem. And then you get a message. Pokemon, you ain't going to leave this shit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like, what are you sorry about? Sorry, I am calling shenanigans, bullshit, what, cow shit, horse shit, dog shit, cat shit, mouse shit, amoeba shit. Yeah, you don't take no high road. And then and later on, guess what we find out.
Right. I mean, if you're going to do it, do it. Don't wait till the last second, ruin everybody else's plans.
But me, being the good guy, you know, I said, all right, they'll do it there. We'll do it here, because we had people that were from City Heroes. And they did not know about it.
Right.
And in most of the cases, they did not want to do City of Chat, because what's the use of being on a game if you can't play the missions and all that?
Right.
So we did it for the people on Champions, who were the vets.
Oh, yeah. So, hold on a minute now. So, we're speculating, sorry, backtracking, Champions Online, this Thursday, Blood Moon event starts.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the speculation now?
Yep. Okay. Well, we knew it was going to happen. It's October.
Yeah.
So Champions is kind of predictable. We just didn't know when on City of Heroes it was going to kick in, and now we know. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow, okay. Try to think if I need any badges over there. See, what I like over here is the badges are broken down by events over here in Champions. They don't break them down by events, though.
Oh, I should mention this here.
On
Saturday, we had Hot Wings fill in for Coconut. For those who do not know why it happened, her mother passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And she asked, you know, to take a couple of weeks off. I said, yeah, no problem. So me and Hot Wings, we made a deal. I do the Tuesdays, she does, and Hot Wings does the Saturdays. So we will, you know. And I've always said Coconut is one of our strongest DJs. I mean, Dawnmination. Enough said, Ogaman.
Yeah.
You've seen the scripts she cranks out.
Oh, yeah. Good Lord. Okay.
You know, and like I said, if anyone does any critique, I'm going like, look, unless you've actually made the script, do all the mixing, getting the voices going. No. Not a negative word from you.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
No. After you don't.
Well, I'm done with it. Go ahead.
All right, you know the costumes you collect for the, you know, trick-or-treat event over in COH?
Yep.
I've got Austin T, 50 classic costumes. What's the most you could collect?
That is a very good question. I shall now take a look.
It's under events.
Now, mind you, you know, they may add to something new, obviously. I'm not going to say here, Halloween event, budget, mushroom. Someone's going to do it. Come on, let's be honest. They haven't changed. That's still in the old. 50 is the max.
Okay. I think I pretty much have them all. I got this thing here. Earn this.
Yeah, okay. The others, you got feed 20 vampires. When you do the knocking on the door, you get the hunter. 20 ghosts, you get the buster.
Okay, hold on.
15 werewolves.
I got that one. Okay.
The shifter. 50 zombies, the deadhead. 75
got
witches,
that.
Malleus.
Got it.
Howl
I got
spirit
the ghost.
For Ekoi. Eokai.
Got that.
Iron Warrior,
yep,
Jack of Irons. Ghost Touch,
got
the Unseelie Court.
Got that.
And like I said, after that,
hold on, there's other ones. Glimpsed in the Abyss. 100
yeah,
zombie
okay,
minions.
That would be the special. That would
Safety
be the special. Yeah. Yeah,
right,
then there's
mission,
yeah. Yeah, we got to do it 6 times to get all 6.
Right, Evil's 3, wait, Evil's Resident, Apocalypse Survivor. Wait, there's 6 of those?
Where you're getting the book, the Malleus Maudire or something like that, you got to do it 6 times. And then, of course, there's the Haunted House mission. You get a badge for that. And going
I don't
to
think
specific
I have the
place. Well, we'll find out
there's
tomorrow. We all find out tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't think I have the Malleus mode. The Malleus.
There's 6 of them, so.
Oh, wait. I got, is there a doctor in the house? Tricked out. It's alive. A sinister summoner.
That's the haunted house.
Okay.
So you done the haunted house?
Yeah, I think we did it. Yeah, we did it last year with Hell Lord Satan. And
Wolfgang. And yeah, when Rain actually participated with us instead of going
yes.
to AE. Yes,
yes.
I have my renewed anger for AE. And the thing is, there are people who actually make good AE mission stories.
Yeah. Yes.
It's just that it's always like, we can't eat the power level. No, you don't have to power level. You do the regular stuff. Therefore, you get more badges, more trinkets, more temporary powers. When you hit 50, that's when you go to AE because they're all brand spanking new stuff.
Right. But you got people going there back in the day on Double XP weekend. Oh, I leveled up 20 level 50 characters that weekend. Why? What's the point of it?
And when it was live, it's like, yeah, I'm 50 and got all the incarnates. Okay, then you could go over to the Shadow Shard. Where's Peregrine Round? What's the Shadow Shard? We're like, oh, God. A.E., baby.
Yeah. How many badges you have? 5. What? How?
That's when you start playing Angel from Sarah McLachlan and go, we must help the A.E., baby. Okay, start playing it. We got to do it right. I know I sent it to you.
Do I have that? Wait, hold on. All right, hold on. Ready?
All right, ready.
Go.
Just waiting to actually hear it.
Yeah. Do I have it too low?
There it is.
Oh, that just started. Okay.
Yep. On City of Heroes, there's a group of players that need your help. These are known as AE babies. People who get hooked on power leveling and do not know the rest of the game. There's a similar fate going on with alert babies on Champions Online. These people need your help. Help them guide through the game. Learn about missions. The fact that you do not have to pay over 1,000 gold on champions or 10 million influence on City of Heroes for something that's an easy drop at a level 5 mission. If you help us now and adopt an AE or an alert baby, you'll be helping the game's progress. And maybe on Champions, they'll actually write new missions instead of catering to the alert babies. Please,
Josh,
adopt an AE baby or an alert baby. See? That's how you do it.
There you go. I remember it first as the Winter Lord babies. Remember them? Holy shit. That's when they put the box set out for Christmas, and everybody wanted this box set to play City of Heroes, because God, it was ridiculous.
Right, you can kill the music. All right. One thing with the Halloween event.
Wait a minute. I wanted to...
you got to do your bit. Okay, yeah, right, you're right. Go ahead.
Yes, it all started with the Winter Lord babies. Because for Christmas, all these kids, teenagers, got the City of Heroes box set. And they got all these bonus temporary powers that, you know, us vets didn't get. And all they would do is build their characters for, to do the Winter Lord. And then that ended, and they realized they had to do the respec trials. Not one of them had a travel power. I remember one mission, I played Bubbler Defender, and one guy got really pissed at me because I didn't have teleport. Why do I need teleport? It doesn't fit my character. Like, what travel power do you have? Sprint. And half of the group went, what? How, at level 24, do you not have a travel power? Please explain this to us.
And later on, it was just not sprint. It was ninja run.
but that's all they had. It's like, how do you expect you to get here? In Terra Volta, how do you expect to get across Terra Volta?
Very carefully.
And we said, you see those big pipes? Run along the top of them. Don't fall off. Well, how'd you get there? I flew.
Like rule number one, grab flight.
Or a really good travel power. Don't depend on the travel powers of others.
Now, one thing when it comes to Halloween events, mainly on City of Heroes, but to a degree on Champions, they will drop, you got the trick-or-treaters that's knocking the door, and you either get a trick where monsters come out, or a treat, you get something. On Champions, you also have trick-or-treaters. You go up, talk to the person, trick or treat, you get them either monster or a treat.
Mm-hmm.
You do not do the ding dong dash.
Oh God, I hate that.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, my age. The ding dong dash is basically you knock on the door and if enemies, you run, and they will follow you until someone is standing next to the person as you go by, and they start attacking that person. That is called bad form. Don't do it. I personally, I'm thinking this year, if I'm doing my stuff, because I'm so close to getting the final invention badge, so yeah, I'm going to be running around just to get the invention pieces. And someone does the ding-dong dash on me, I'm going to go, warning, this person at this handle does the ding-dong dash. If you see him in your area, leave.
See, I would have done it differently. Warning, warning, this person's a ding-dong dash douchebag. Look out for him. Make him suffer. That's what I would have done, but, you know.
What do you think, you know? Huh?
Nothing. I thought...
No. I am not playing Jimmy Buffett Marathon yet. She's not on.
No, I thought Coco. Silver regret earlier said, take care, Coco. I guess she was just saying best wishes.
Yeah,
out.
Right.
That's all. That was all.
But, yeah, do not do the ding-dong dash, even on Champions. I mean, rarely people do it on Champions because people forget, yes, there are perks for doing the trick-or-treat. Yes, there is. But it's there.
Yes.
I know. They will do the ding-dong dash.
You know, I have to find a different
circuit. It's right on the side. It's right on the sidewalk, and you don't go too straight to a door.
I got to find a different circuit this year. I always do it around Ren Center. I think that's the most popular one, though.
Well, I do one on Peregrine Island.
No. In Champions Online.
Oh, okay.
For the trick.
Well, you can only do
it
on Champions Online. And you could do the trick or treat in Rent Sense. So it's just a matter of finding a clear spot.
No. I meant around the circle.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? And it's like
my thing when I was getting it was go all the way to the west side.
Right.
When you know that colors are about to change because you're about to hit the border, and I stay in that area.
Okay. I might as well do it there. You know what it is? Because I think people like doing it there because it's unoccupied. A lot of spots, there aren't a lot of bad guys around Rensen itself, the center itself. So... you just got to deal with if there's any creatures.
Believe me, on City of Heroes, I wish they had a flaming bag of poo we could throw at them.
Well, you do get a lot of temporary powers, so.
Yeah, I would love to have flaming bag of poo and just throw it at them. It won't do any damage, but...
yeah. But hell, man.
It'll be that tension relief.
I wonder what costume pieces they're going to offer this year, because I don't know if I need, like, from the anniversary. I have all the main costume pieces now, and I think I just need a few more from FoxBotCon.
Well, it's almost that time.
Well, we got 5 minutes, so.
Yep.
Let's check the good news. And the good news is superhero stuff and all that stuff. I failed my homework this week. I was busy. I did not watch Gen V, the Boys spinoff series. The first 3 episodes are available on, I believe, Amazon Prime. So you guys can watch it this week and then watch episode. See, I hate when Amazon Prime does that. Especially when it's only like 8 episodes. Because now this week, they'll put another episode out, right? And that's episode 4. And then before you know it, it's like, oh, season one's over. So, and they said the Boys cast offers Gen V an X-Men inspired welcome. I don't want to get into it. So,
well, let's see. Sometimes they actually put the news of the homecoming.
Yeah. It's Amazon. Yeah, it is Amazon Prime. So, okay.
Yeah. Amazon Prime. I was thinking about COH Homecoming forums, just in case they decided to jump the gun.
Okay.
Let's see.
Okay, while you're doing that, Todd McFarlane, Jamie Foxx is supposed to star in the new reboot Spawn movie. This is news from, well, no, it was reported back in 2018. Let's see. Coming soon, talk to McFarlane during the strikes. And especially with the health scares that we report about with Jamie Foxx. McFarlane has full belief in Foxx until the actor says he can't do it himself. This movie has been in development since 2015. So, Jeremy Renner is supposed to be part of it. So we'll have to wait and see.
Nope, not there. All right. Had to take a look.
All right. Okie doke. Okie doke. I did see... Oh, Marvel's getting an official MPA rating. Alright, for comicbook.com, the upcoming Marvel Cinematic Universe sequel has been rated PG-13 for action, violence, and brief language. This is the same MP rating that every other MCU movie has received since 2008's Iron Man. And, of course, the first MCU installment to break the PG-13 mold will be the forthcoming Deadpool 3. Which is set to retain the R-rated antics of its 20th Century Fox released entries. Now, what I'm wondering, the Marvels had a budget of $219.8 million. And according to this, it's still coming out November 10th of this year, 2023.
Hmm.
So, oh, well, this is interesting. I'll read this quick. Marvel will begin accepting pitches from writers for an X-Men movie. So, you got the X-Men back, and you have no clue what you're going to do with them. This is reported from Deadline. Marvel is setting up meetings with writers this fall to accept pitches for an X-Men movie. According to Deadline, the studio isn't in a huge rush to fill the position since the film doesn't have a release date yet. However, a writer could be announced as soon as early 2024. This movie isn't coming out until 2030. I'm telling you. The news comes just days after the Writers Guild of America strike for better wages, protection against AI, and more came to an end after the organization struck a deal with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, AMPTP. The Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, SAG-AFTRA, remains on strike at this time for similar reasons. Given the SAG-AFTRA and AMPTP are now meeting on October 2nd, that was today, to resume negotiations, it's likely the actor strike will be over by the time a writer on the X-Men project is announced. Well, I sure should hope so.
I still remember the one thing here. and it's dealing with the with Ellen Page / Elliot Page. And I'm going like,
yeah.
It's like, let me get this straight. Disney just bought out Marvel, and they just got the X-Men. and they're going to redo Days of Future Past, and they're going to do it right. Good. Let me call. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
There any chance Shadow Cat can be Shadow Lion? Because Ellen was Shadow Cat. Now it's Elliot Page.
Right, so we're going to have to find somebody else. Certain characters, I think, need to be recast anyway, so. Okay, they're walking in with the tome from the tomb.
Just don't pull that lever.
And you, that's right. And a few good people out there. In search of a sidekick or have a sidekick. One, if you need a sidekick, do not take one from this book. And if you have a sidekick from this book, you need a serious upgrade. For these are heroic helpers and malicious minions from comic book history. For these are members of the League of Regrettable Sidekicks. As always, we start with the Golden Age. Okay. This one was created by Vernon Henkel. Debuted in Rangers Comics number 3 of Fiction House in February 1942. This sidekick is a mascot of the Defense Kids. General Mood, gruff. His quote, just an exclamation point. I speak of none other than Billy the Bumper. Animal sidekicks are typically drawn from the ranks of the faithful hound or the agile monkey. Their intelligence and pedigree, make these types of critters especially suited for aiding an adventuring human hero. But other animals can also pitch in, and no better example exists than Bomber Billy the Bumper, the exceptionally aggressive and short-tempered goat mascot of the Gas House Gang. Not that the Gas House Gang, a.k.a. the Defense Kids, needed backup. This expansive team of working-class youngsters boasted a variety of backgrounds and had the numbers to prove it. Always ready for a scrap, sharp-tongued and fiercely patriotic, the Defense Kids were Izzy, Tom, Spike, Fatso, Soccer, Tony, Nick, and Pedro, a veritable platoon of plucky pals. On their own, the Defense Kids were a force to be reckoned with, possessed of nothing but toughness and persistence. They made short work of fifth columnists and Nazi saboteurs across their modest borough. Even the local cops were fans. When a prominent police captain hears that the Gas House Gang had been ejected from a heated stickball game, he exclaims, "What? The Gas House Gang beaten? How did that ever happen?" The real secret weapon was Billy the Bumper. Following a contentious call by the umpire, Billy is wound up. "Here it comes, folks," announces one caption. Billy's beginning to feel the urge. That is, the urge felt by an innocent Billy goat pushed to the edge. To headbutt first and ask questions, never. In fact, Billy's primary contribution as sidekick to a team of 8 mirthful misfits is surrendering to the urge. When a group of Nazi sympathizers is discovered using a local brewery as a hideout, the rumbled insurrectionists attempt to drown the boys in a handy beer vat. Quote-unquote, but, portends the subsequent caption, there is one member of the gang the Nazis didn't get, old Bomber Billy, who's beginning to feel the urge. The gang, Busting Goat, is portrayed immediately thereafter, dazzled and dizzy, having knocked some sense into a dozen or more Nazis. I'm sorry, more Ratsies. Billy nearly knocked himself out, observes an amazed Tom. The Defense Kids were exceptionally tough. They rumbled with other youth gangs. They argued with adults in positions of authority. And more than a few of them were depicted as smoking. But Billy made them invincible.
Unfortunately, Unfortunately, later on, this particular Buster the Bumper happened to be the goat that gave the curse to the Chicago Cubs.
That's right. Yes. Okay.
I know there's a few people going like, what does the Chicago Cubs have to do with this? I know it. I know there's someone.
I know. I thought that was years earlier, because this is 1942. But we're going to the Silver Age. And apparently we're sticking with that theme of animal sidekicks. For now. Okay. This one was created by Jerry Siegel and Kurt Swan. Debuted in Adventure Comics number 293 of DC Comics, February 1962. Sidekick to Supergirl. Why
oh, no.
the long face?
Oh, no.
What? Unrequited love. Hold on. The quote, if I were a man, if I were free to tell her my real feelings for a girl like that, I'd even give up all my superpowers. Any idea?
Oh, yes.
You want to say, you want me to say it, or you want to take a guess?
You go ahead.
It's none other than Comet, the Super Horse.
Horse.
Yes.
Once you said Supergirl, that was it, right there.
That's right. The super pets of Superman and Supergirl have always tested credulity. Despite being warmly received by readers, the adventures of Crypto the Superdog, Streaky the Supercat, Beppo the Super Monkey, and Comet the Superhorse were largely comedic and action-oriented. As an exception, though, Comet was the only member of the team to venture into romance, and with his owner, Supergirl no less. This sounds so wrong. Comet's backstory is unusually complicated for a super pet. It begins in ancient Greece when the centaur Byron saves the enchantress Circe from an attempted assassination at the hands of the sinister wizard Maldor. As a reward, Circe offers Byron his heart's desire, which is to become fully human for some unexplained reason. Something of an overachiever, Circe concocts two potions. One that will irrevocably change Byron into a man, and another that will turn him into a horse. Naturally, the sorceress fumbles the ball, giving Byron the horse serum by mistake. Racked with guilt, she brews another potion. This one gives old horse Byron his amazing powers. The might of Jove, the speed of Mercury, the wisdom of Athena, and the telepathic powers of Neptune, king of the sea. Despite his array of amazing abilities, including Neptune's poorly publicized powers of ESP, Byron is ambushed by the vengeful wizard Maldor and banished to an asteroid. The transformed horse is trapped there until, by terrific coincidence, the rocket ship carrying teenage Supergirl to Earth passes by, disrupting the magical force field that imprisoned Byron. Believe it or not, here's where it gets weird. Like it hasn't already? As Comet the Superhorse, Byron begins palling around with Supergirl, partnering with her through a series of adventures in the early 1960s. On one of these escapades, Comet discovers that he can become human whenever a comet happens to pass through the solar system. He takes advantage of one of these transformations to don the persona of a handsome rodeo champ, Bronco Bill Starr, and undertakes a romance with the still teenage Supergirl. The transformation is short-lived, and Cowboy quietly becomes Horse once again. The Superhorse keeps a secret to himself, leaving Supergirl to brood over her lost love. For all the nonsensical storylines that have appeared in comics, the list of pet sidekicks who transform into human love interests for their partners before turning back into animals is, thankfully, short. In fact, it might begin and end with Comet, which is a small blessing, to be sure.
Later on, this role will be recreated in the movie Bachelor Party.
Yeah.
You like that one?
That's what I was thinking of when I started reading this. I'm like, wait a minute. Or his cousin in Clerks 2.
Clerks 3. This is wrong. This is disgusting. And I can't take my eyes off of it.
That was Clerks 2. That was Clerks 2.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Clerks 3 is when they have the heart attack. And they start, and basically in that one, they're filming their life at the Quick Mart, which is like they're recreating. It's like the filming of Clerks and Clerks 2 together.
Okay.
and then I don't want to give the ending away, but it's just ridiculous. Okay, and now for the modern age. This was created by Gary Friedrich. Debuted in Hell Rider, number 1, Skywall Publications, August 1971. This is a henchman to the Claw. Taxable status, 501c3, probably. The quote, "Hail America and hail to the Claw, he who will save it." Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Cult of the Claw. In the 1970s, the so-called Bronze Age of comics introduced gritty realism to the genre. From this point on, the comics landscape resembled the front page of the daily newspaper. Superheroes faced drug runners, teenage runaways, street gangs, cults, pollution, protest, political corruption, and an array of other late 20th century ills and menaces. And nowhere were these conflicts more now than in the pages of Hell Rider, whose eponymous star was known as the now superhero. The cover of Hellrider's first issue cannot be more garish and gruesome. The book's leather-clad hero jumps his motorcycle over a sand dune while two beauties in bikinis cling together in the background. A hooded man fires his handgun at the hero, who, at the same moment, blasts two armed costumed cultists with the bike's front-mounted flamethrower. Hellrider battles the heroin-spawned terror of the Claw. Reads the blurb beneath the action, subtlety is not the book's strong suit. Man, this sounds like a black exploitation film. Holy shit. The burn victims to be depicted on the cover are in fact cultists under the command of the Hooded Claw. And burning is the kindest thing done to them in this book. Holy shit. Am I right?
Keep going. I'll save it by comment.
Dressed in cat costumes, the unlucky henchmen are at various points run over, crushed under a bookshelf, thrown from a helicopter, and beaten within an inch of their lives. This should be required reading for anyone considering a career in the henching arts. On the other hand, if anyone deserves that sort of treatment, is these fellows, the underlings, are assigned to recover a pair of boots which have $1 million worth of raw heroin sewn into the lining. How? This is part of the Claw's plan to encourage mass overdoses among the drug-happy subculture of the era, while funding this campaign to conquer America on behalf of America. These are the very vermin which are eating out the heart of our country, the Claw declares, and it is they and the thousands like them who must be destroyed if America is to remain the home of the free. This results in a cheer and salute from the crypto-fascist kitty cats of the Claw's cult. Ultimately, what leads to the cultists' defeat is not the terrific amounts of abuse they endure, but instead poor economics. when the missing heroine causes a temporary inability to issue paychecks to his hirelings, the Claw is abandoned and left to fight his foes alone. There seems to be a lesson in there somewhere. Okay. Go ahead. Comment away.
Well, later on, these same people will be part of two groups. One of them,
yes.
The Monarch.
Yes.
And the other one went on his own and had this nasty habit of going,
I will catch you next time. Catch it next time. Wait, is Billy the one who inspired Mads Short?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny. There you have it. Those were examples of members of the League of Regrettable Sidekicks. Now, what have you learned from this today, people? What have you learned? What lesson have you all learned?
Don't leave us. Don't leave anything open for us. We'll find something.
Don't be a henchman. Be a hero or a villain. And make sure you have money to pay your henchmen if you have them. Holy mackerel. Speaking, where's Springs?
Where's who?
Springs.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe waiting for tomorrow.
I know, right? Oh, so as we didn't mention this on air before, we were talking about before the show. So, Zombie Day is Saturday. That's Jester's show. I was suggesting we all make a costume, like our normal everyday costumes, but zombify ourselves. And we all show up at Jester's show that Saturday night.
When you said with the cult of the Claw, you actually slipped and said Dr. Claw. I was going like, and there it is.
I did.
Yeah,
did I say it? No, I didn't.
Yeah, you said Dr. Claw.
Did I? Well, what's funny is in the Champions tabletop role-playing game, there is a villain called the Claw, and he has and he's got a whole bunch of henchmen, and that's what I was thinking. It was so funny. I was thinking, like, they never put him in the game.
And the other one, at first I was thinking, like I said, the Monarch. He's like, number 24, come on, we gotta help the Monarch.
Oh, and a couple months ago, I mentioned to Ambassador Kale.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the guy? Ambassador Kale.
Yeah.
I mentioned Clown, and he goes, "What's Clown? And what book can I find them in?" And immediately, 10 of us went, "They have their own book. They have their own supplement."
He does not know Clown.
No.
I
know. That's what I said. I was like, how can you not know who Clown is?
It's like they only had one book. Book is like Unearthed Arcane for D&D. It is the Holy Grail. Or not Unearthed Arcane.
Also,
the original Deities and Demigods. That's the Holy Grail book.
Because their powers are so unique. I don't think I've seen powers like that before.
I mean, the Merrymaker tag. Oh God.
Yep. Dot.
Car.
Yeah, the car itself. But it's like I've seen like Villains Unbound, right? And it's like I can't remember the name, but there's a fencing guy, and it's just like standard skills, you know, hand-to-hand killing attack with his rapier, you know, the focus, you know, the obvious or, you know, obvious successful focus is rapier, and he's got like a 2d6 hand-to-hand killing attack. If you know the game, you know what we're talking about. And it's just like, okay, great. And he's not spruced up or anything. It's just like, wow. Okay, this is the best you can give me. If we go, you know, and I think he's Italian or French or whatever. So it's like, that's what you're giving me, huh? That's what you're throwing at me? Okay.
Oh, yes. Needless to say, because he mentioned Ambassador Kale, we all know Pokemon, once again, did not win the DevCC Anything Goes. They did give one to Old Man Bob, so we got to give some credit.
Yeah, Old Man, congratulations. That was a great costume, Bob. I love that costume he has. Well, okay. I made this costume as a joke. I will show you the costume I made. I showed Alan, and he says, no. I don't know if you saw it yet.
No.
Okay, remember, the theme is Anything Goes. Oh, I added a tank top to it. Ready?
Oh, God.
Now, remember, I didn't have the tank top on. Hey, Anything Goes.
Here
goes Alan again. He's like, Alan absolutely hates it. It was a joke. It was supposed to be a joke costume.
I need an adult. To give you an idea for those who are not in-game and listening on the podcast, he's wearing a tank top, but he's also wearing a man thong.
You're just jealous because I look good, mine. Okay.
Yeah, I dare you to wear that in Club Caprice. Good luck.
I did. I put it on. Oh, I did. Embryo started saying, stop wearing that. Put some clothes on. There's one rule. Wear some clothes. I'm like, oh, Club Caprice. No, I wore that bunny night. I put it on during bunny night.
No, it's Club Caprice where you got to do it.
Yeah. Oh, God, no. I don't need people running after me. Jesus Christ.
Because I was asked
many
to...
people were, you know, many of the bunnies said we got no problem with that.
Because tomorrow I may do my show in Club Caprice when I fill in for Coconut, and I was told that the Bunny Night crew will surround me in a protective circle.
Why are you doing your show in Club Caprice?
No one else has.
Well, it doesn't mean you gotta go there. There's a reason we don't go there.
Well, like I said, the Bunny Night crew said they will form a protective circle.
And where are you planning on doing your show in Club Caprice?
They usually hang out on Tuesdays, according to them, at the balcony.
Yeah.
You know, when you turn left, not right.
Right, I know the balcony. I've been in there.
Okay.
For missions. Now,
right.
Which version of Club Caprice? There's two versions of Club Caprice.
Regular
social
Club
and VIP.
Caprice. That's social.
Oh, good fucking Lord. All right, if everybody's up there, I might show up for your show. Just because it's your show. Just because it's your show.
And like I said, they're going to form a protective circle.
I'm getting rid of this costume. I'm getting rid of that costume tomorrow.
Now, Egret's going to rat you. He's going to come in that costume.
Who's going to rat me out?
He is Silver Egret, probably.
No, I got to make... That's that free slot we just got. So I might just work on my zombie costume for... Footloose, he said. Oh, right. There's one rule he has to put a shirt on. Right. Show me that one. Now we got 5 minutes left.
Yep.
So,
well, it looks like news.
I gotta play the friggin' ad because we haven't played that in a while. I don't know why we're not playing the ad.
I'm playing the ad.
You're playing the ad? Okay. Who do we got in here?
You posted. Once I played it, you post. Say, like, bing. There
right.
You
yes, yes, yes. I knew. I have to find a new one. Because I have a whole bunch of them on here. Okay. Here's the ad. Enjoy. Hey, everyone. Pogo Man here. It's that time of year again when I ask all you good people to contribute to my extralife.org charity gaming marathon page. All the proceeds go to the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, specifically the Cohen's Children Miracle Center, Northwell Health. As soon as you make a tax-deductible donation, that money goes straight to them. I do not receive a penny of it, in case you were wondering if this was a scam or not. Believe me, it's not. This is my big 11th year participating. That's right, 11 years of donating my time out of the goodness of my heart. Believe me when I tell you, I wouldn't have changed a thing. Well, maybe raise a little more money for those kids, but this year you can make that happen. You can donate to this most noteworthy and noble cause. It is, after all, for the children. I will be playing in November, specifically the 2nd through the 5th of November, 6 hours a day on my Twitch.tv channel, twitch.tv/ParagonRadio.com. For all you good people to watch and cheer me on, just like the last several years you've been doing. To make a donation in my name, please go to my extralife.org page. Don't worry, the Dawn Radio DJs will provide the link in the chat channels for all of you. No donations are too big or too small. Every dollar counts. So please give what you can because, again, it is for the children. Thank you. I hope to see you all to watch and cheer me on in November. Donations are being accepted now. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you all.
Did you get bumped from City of Heroes?
No, you did.
I know.
I'm standing here by myself. Oh, we should do a quick roll call.
Yeah.
When Mad Viking was here, there's somebody standing here named Biru. Biru? I don't know if they're listening to the show or they're just standing there. But if they're listening, thank you for listening. In Death and City of Heroes. And over here in Champions Online, as always, we have Silver Regret. Standing on top of the camera, making sure the cameraman is recording us properly. Thank you. And, of course, we have Alan and the Teddisons, Clarence and Mr. Nom Nom. And, of course, Mad Viking and myself over here. Mad Viking's over here. Okay. And you got bumped from Champions Online again.
City of Heroes.
No, you're in Champions Online. Yes. And we are here.
And, like I said, October 8th, my birthday, I am making the first time I am saying rain will not show. It's time to, even I know when to give up the ghost. And if he does show up, sorry. I will play a Jimmy Buffett marathon.
Wow.
That's how confident I am she's going to no-show.
In case I don't get the chance, happy birthday, sir.
Thank you.
All right, we got less than 60 seconds. So this is the part where I say thank you for tuning in. You guys rock. Without you guys, it would just be me and Mad Viking talking about stuff we talk about to each other all the time anyway. But read those comic books, those genre novels, watch those cool superhero shows, Gen V came out Friday. Go check them out, the 3 episodes. And those genre shows, movies, etc. on streaming services. Continental's out. Episode 2 of 3 is out. This Friday, episode 3 will conclude the longest movie-type series they're doing. It's really cool if you're into John Wick. Thank you all. We'll see you next week for another episode of Dawn Radio. Until then, stay super. But during the week, listen to Dawn Radio and embrace the dawn. I think that's it.
All right.
We're good? We're good?
Yep.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. I will talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later. Yes, sir. I'm going to go get something to eat because I haven't eaten dinner yet. So. My brother put a pot pie in the oven for me, or the microwave, whatever he did with it, and he left it there. I thought he would have brought it. I'm like, why'd you put it in half an hour ago if you weren't going to bring it to me? Oh, well. All right. I'll talk to you later. Have a good night.
All right.
And we are, okay. And anything you'd like, oh, I forgot. Yeah, we anything you'd like saying belated closing?
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie. See you next week, folks.